I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind. St. Mary's completed a 2-0 weekend on Saturday night, cruising to an 83-51 victory over the LMU Lions in Los Angeles. And the Gales got off to a quality start, blitzing the Lions with a 22-2 run in the opening minutes to take an early 18-point lead.
Right baseline, attracts a crowd, kicks it out to Johnson, run off the line, skips it left corner, Bowen will fire away, rattle home a three. Johnson has it left side of the logo, just in front of the Gale bench, knocked away again by Johnson, runs it down to the backcourt, foot race to the rim, and Johnson will lay it in. Extra pass, Bowen to Dukas. Dukas a drive at the shot clock. Little Euro step up at the inside hand, lays it in, and Stan Johnson needs a timeout 4 minutes into the ball game. And Johnson right to left in the front court. Nice feed, one-hand bounce pass to Taz, who goes up and lays it in with the right hand.
Everything clicking for St. Mary's on a 15-0 run.
Back to Cousy. Five to shoot, right off the screen. Finds Dukas, left wing, fires away. End of the clock, and cans a three.
Fun game tonight. Really important we came out strong. Obviously on the road, this place is never easy to play in, and they've got great guys. So, credit to our team tonight to come out ready to go and get it done from the start.
Yeah, I think a big emphasis for us was not trying to force too many plays. We kind of said to each other, let's move the ball and get the right shot every time. I think we did that well tonight. I think we might have finished with 21 or 22 assists, which is massive for us. Proof's in the product. We pass the ball well and our guys finish shots.
You know, you're always a little nervous how your guys going to be. They're fresh. Are they going to be ready to go? And I thought our guys were really locked in early in that game. And it started defensively, but I thought our ball movement really got us going and got us some easy shots early. We took care of the ball. And we got great shots. We have the offensive personnel to have a night like we did tonight, and a lot of it's just taking care of the ball. We got a shot at almost every possession. We were pretty good on the offensive boards as well, but I thought we did a good job of just playing simple, and sometimes that's what it comes down to. You don't have to make the home run play. You can chip away a little bit, come again and attack them, and I thought we did a really, really nice job of that tonight.
After an LMU spurt cut the St. Mary's advantage to 6, the Gales put the game away with a 26-3 run spanning halftime to push their lead to almost 30.
Logo swings it left side. Now Dukas in the left corner. He'll fire away. Catch and shoot. Rips the cords with a three.
What an answer for Alex Dukas.
Toss right baseline. Now Johnson has Lea Pepe on a switch. He wants to go. Crossover. Right-hand drive. Rises up. Floats it up. And in off the window. Now in the right corner, Dukas wide open. Passed up the three. A shot fake. A drive. Puts a man on his hip. Rises up. Flips it in. And one for Alex Dukas. He's got 18 and a chance for more. Hands it off to Marshallonis. Reverses it to Dukas. Left wing. Fires away. Why not? He rattles home a three. And the Gales have exploded out of the gate here in the second half. Can down right side, kicks out. Johnson curling off the screen. One hand bounce pass to Toss. That is beautiful basketball. A little pick and roll on the side as Johnson finds Toss for the wide open lay-in. Fotu, and now Scott turns it over. Johnson with a foot race to the rim, sizing it up for the two hand rip in transition. It is all St. Mary's here in the second half. They've outscored LMU 21-3 since halftime.
From start to finish, I thought we played really, really well defensively early on. But I thought offensively we were good early. We just played simple. We made the right decision. We made the extra pass. Guys penetrated, got the two. We got off to a good start. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, best 40 minutes we've played so far, especially on the road.
We had a big emphasis when we were in the halftime talk, just trying to come out strong in the second half. We knew the first half we played well, but we can't always hold our in that first half. We need to always be ready to keep going, and I think the guys came out amazing in the second half. We kind of shut them down and just out-toughed them towards the end of the game. Obviously, my role in this team has obviously been always to score the ball and try and do what I can, but I think even the break when we had the little COVID pause was really good for me. I got a lot of workouts in and just kind of try to change my game up and keep the defense guessing. Obviously, everyone knows I can come out and shoot a three ball, but trying to get into the lane and play slow in the lane and try and get to the rim a bit more and even try and shoot foul shots. Foul shots are always good for shooters. You kind of get your rhythm in and get set, so just trying to break my game up a little bit more.
Great weekend for us. Great Thursday and Saturday, and Santa Clara was tough. It was a grind of a game, and then this one we opened it up a little bit and played well. So it's great to have this on a Saturday going into the week that we have coming up. So it'll be a tough week ahead, but it's nice to get these two done.
Winners of three in a row, the Gales sit at 15-4 and 3-1 in West Coast Conference play as they return to the Bay Area for a pair of WCC games this coming weekend. First up on Thursday, a showdown with the USF Dons on the Hilltop in the City by the Bay, with tip-off scheduled for 7 p.m. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.